It is a pleasure to talk with Alexis Jabor from City of Asylum. Alexis has information on the 2025-2026 Youth Poet Laureate program at City of Asylum. Hello, Alexis. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. I can't believe the cycle has returned and it's time for the City of Asylum Poet Laureate program to begin again. Before we talk about the details, why poetry and why youth from your perspective?
Yeah. So City of Asylum, we started, our main thing is that we're a writer residency program for writers who have been persecuted for their artwork and to the point where they flee their homes and look elsewhere for a safe place to live. And the very first writer in residence we had was a poet from China. So poetry is at the heart of everything that we do. And we, in 2020, we launched a program with the help of RAD called All Pittsburghers Are Poets, and did many poetry initiatives, and one of which being Youth Poet Laureate. I'm really excited about this program because poetry is such an accessible medium in terms of you don't need anything to write poems. You don't need any tools or supplies, you know, like you might for visual art. It's just words. It's the most basic, raw writing genre. And then youth, I feel like poetry maybe conjures an image of, you know, 18th century American guys talking about nature that you have to study in English class, right? But poetry is so many different things that maybe we don't think of when we hear that word, like songwriting, like emceeing. And I think that youth are actually, there are a lot of people that are doing this and maybe just don't think of it as poetry. So finding those kids out there and saying, hey, actually, you're doing this really cool thing and we want to recognize you for it.
That's really well stated. And your comments about accessibility to both the creator of poetry, you don't even necessarily have to write it down. It could be something you've created and memorized. It could be delivered in a lot of different ways, including simply by writing it down for somebody else to read, or it could be delivered in a spoken word setting in front of other people. And so many styles is many, if not more than there are people who choose a way of doing it. I remember the All Pittsburghers Are Poets launch back in 2020, and it was such a great idea then. Now, how can youth get involved in this year's program?
Yes, applications are live at cityofasylum.org/YPL. And to apply, we're looking for kids that are between 13 and 18 years old. So that's like roughly 7th through 12th grade, that live in Allegheny County, as we were originally funded by RAD. But if you go to school, like I've talked to some kids from Lincoln Park, which is in Beaver County, but if they live in Allegheny County, come on in. And then not only do we judge on the poetry submissions, but we're also looking for applicants to have some engagement with social justice causes or maybe involvement in their community. So that could look like you volunteer in your community, or you organize a fundraiser for something, or you're part of the GSA at school or the Black Student Union. We are a branch of the National Youth Poet Laureate Program, which describes themselves as celebrating youth at the intersection of artistic excellence and civic engagement. So we're looking for both of those pieces.
So engaged poets especially should apply. And based on the teens I know, those two go hand in hand quite often. What is the place where folks can find the application? At City of Asylum's website?
Yes. cityofasylum.org/YPL.
Excellent. We just have a second or two left. Anything else you wanted to add, Alexis?
Not only do we crown a Youth Poet Laureate, but we also take 4 Youth Poet Ambassadors. So there's 5 slots for winners. So don't be intimidated by like, oh, there's only one person. We want to celebrate a lot of you.
Perfect. cityofasylum.org/YPL. Is that correct? YPL for Youth Poet Laureate.
And that's right.
You'll eventually have a chance to meet, hopefully, all of them once they're selected here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Alexis Jabor, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets John and Marjorie in Harrisville's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.